really good outfit and really good on defense. I thought we ran the ball well. I thought we had just explosive plays in the run game as well, and played some bully ball there, which is good. We were physical. So I was proud of that. We had fewer penalties, which is always a plus for us. And I thought on defense, they had a couple good runs there, but we kind of fitted things up and held them to 3 points. And so I was proud of that effort. You know, I thought we played a pretty good team defense and got two takeaways there. So, you know, we had some big plays in the rainy conditions. It's good to play in the rain a little bit. You know, you got to figure out, you know, how to do those things and how to control the ball and take care of the ball and do all those things. But we can play a lot better. We know that. We have to this week for sure with Villanova. So, but I was really proud of our effort, really proud of our assistant coaches. I think our assistant coaches do a great job of preparing our players and putting them in the right spots, and our guys are believing. So, but we got to get better this week, and kind of looking forward to this game here with Villanova.
Let's start a little bit with that defense. You mentioned the 3 points. You only allowed 259 yards, and that was a group that had been pretty effective, especially running the ball, but you end up with nine tackles for loss. You forced a couple of fumbles. What were they able to do so effectively to slow Morgan State down?
Yeah, I think our D line really, you know, sets the tone. You know, they do a really good job. You know, obviously playing through blocks and being physical, getting knocked back, and that kind of helps our second and third level players to make plays. You saw different guys in the D line make plays. You know, Taylor Bolesa was big for us up front. Rodney Faulk had a really good game. We're waiting for him to kind of come out and play and have his game, and he did. Rashawn Lawrence has been steady for us all year. And then obviously our backers are fitting things up, and our safeties and even our outside backers. I mean, Clarence and Tyson played really well for us on the perimeter, and they have really quality backs that can scoot and run. And we did a really good job of swarming the ball, and we got to continue to run the football and be physical and play with great fundamentals. And it's a credit to Coach Lewis, does a great job with our defense and getting those guys to buy in. So I was really proud of their effort on Saturday for sure.
Offensively, as you said, the running game, 287 more yards on the ground. Another big day from Roland, 158 yards and three touchdowns, but also got some help from Johnny Martin with 90 yards. What were you able to do so well with that part of your game?
Yeah, definitely. You brought up Johnny Martin. Johnny was big for us. You know, he had 90 yards rushing, and it's good when you have multiple backs that can carry the ball. And, you know, Roland had 25 carries again and did a nice job with the workload. And but was really proud of our O-line, you know, just setting their pads, being physical, come off the ball. Morgan State has a really good defensive front. They got a lot of good players, and their backers are physical. And so I was proud of that. You know, we had to continue to do those things to have a chance to win this league. And but was really proud of that. I thought Roland had good vision, good contact balance, ran his feet on contact. Same with Johnny, gave us a spark. And even Shekhai Carson had a couple carries there late in the game. So that definitely helps. And I thought our tight ends as well in the run game, they were physical as well, you know, blocking the backside edges and doing different things in the run game and being good pass catch threats for us as well. So just really proud of the group effort by the offense. I thought they did a nice job running the football. And Coach Davis, our offensive coordinator, did a nice job of setting things up for our guys.
How much you know, we talked about in the past where you've been so effective as a guy throwing the ball around, but you seem like your guys have really built or bought into this identity. You're rushing for like 240 yards a game now. How have you seen that confidence in the running game grow here over the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, I know I've been throwing the football, you know, in the past, and you play to your player strengths. I think as a coach, you got to do that. We don't play, they do, you know, and we got to play to their strengths. And I really think each week you gain more rhythm as you play on offense. I think every week you get a little bit better, and I think we're starting to figure out who we are. But there's a lot of things we got to get better at on offense too. We got to be able to throw the ball in different ways, and get the ball on the perimeter and throw the ball down the field and take some pressure off our run game. So that's definitely going to be an emphasis for us this week. And moving forward, we have to do those things. But really proud of that. Coach Bejar, our line coach, does a great job teaching our guys and playing with great fundamentals and technique. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And we got to continue that here against Villanova.
Talk about Villanova a little bit. Obviously, number five, six team in the country. They've had a lot of success in this league for a lot of years. As you've started to dive into them, so what are some of the challenges they present for you?
He said it right away. They had a lot of success for a long time. They've had, you know, obviously Coach Talley. Now, you know, Mark's done a great job. Obviously, he's a great coach. They have a great staff. They're well coached, and that's the first thing you see. Offensively, they put you in conflict, running and throwing the football. That quarterback's been there a long time. Connor's a great player. Tough kid. I think he's really tough. That's his probably his, one of his better attributes. He's a tough kid and competitive kid and does a nice job. And those two backs are really special. Their own line's well coached. They come off the ball and they got some really good perimeter players. You know, Devin Smith's a kid we won out in North Carolina Central. He's really dynamic and they got multiple receivers that can make plays and they stress you on offense and they can score in a heartbeat, you know. And then defensively, they've been good for a long time, you know, with odds facing and different spaces they run up front. Their backers are really good. 31's a hell of a player. He's physical, find the ball. Their secondary tackles, they play with great leverage and technique. They're multiple in their schemes. So, this is a really good outfit, as you know, Rob. They're really, really good. They've been good for a long time. They know how to win because they've done it for so long. And it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us because we're starting to learn how to win. And we're kind of learning it. They've been doing it forever. So it's going to be a great challenge. Got so much respect for Villanova. I really do because they've done it for so long. It's not a flash in the pan operation. It's a long-term success plan they've had. So we got to have a great week of prep with Villanova this week for sure.
Questions more from Alexander tomorrow. Go ahead, Alexander.
Hey, Coach. So we talked about the your guys' run game. Another great week from them. Going back to Villanova, they have the third best rushing defense in the conference right now. How will you guys continue to break through, and continue your success on the ground?
Yeah, great question. They're really good at stopping the run. They play really good up front. They're physical up front. They move, they twist, they stunt, and their backers fit well, and their gaps sound. You know, they're never out of gaps. So we got to play with great eyes and technique this week. I'm going to go old school on you with our O line to our tight ends to our backs, more identifying. They can do a lot of things. You know, play them at Richmond back in 22, and they stressed us out at Richmond. We won the game, but they stressed us out on defense. They did a really good job. So we got to find creative ways to run the ball and throw the ball, put them in conflict. And it comes back to fundamentals and eyes and technique with these guys because they do a really good job with playing with great technique as well and fundamentals.
Billy touched on Connor Watkins, the Villanova quarterback. Has been a guy who's made a lot of big plays with his arm, but as you said, is also a big time threat as a runner, a physical runner. You've been around a lot of great quarterbacks as an offensive coordinator. What impresses you about his skill set?
I think he's got great arm talent. I really do. He can make every throw on the field. He's got really good rhythm in his throws. He sees the field really well. Keeps his eyes downfield when he scrambles to run. Some guys just look down. He gets his eyes up and gets you that way. And then, you know, as a runner, he breaks tackles. I mean, he breaks tackles. He's like a physical back. You know what I mean? And some guys slide. He doesn't slide. That tells you how tough he is. I'm serious. That tells you how tough he is. And just understands that scheme inside and out. You can tell that they put a lot on him to make plays and put him in the right checks and give him a lot of leeway that way because he's an intelligent guy, as you know. So just really does a nice job operating the system and understands the flow of the game. You play that much football, you understand the flow of the game and how to win the game, and he knows that. So we got to do a great job against this guy. He's a great player. I've seen a lot of court. He does a really good job. He's well coached. So we'll have to play really well this week against this guy for sure.
Before I let you go, your team has now won four in a row. Has to be a lot of confidence in your locker room. How excited are you and are your guys to see what you can do against the top 10 program like Villanova and see where you are?
No question. You know, obviously, you know, it's been good so far, but we know this week, this is a heck of a challenge. Just, you know, a really good FCS team we're playing right now, and it's going to be a great benchmark for us to see where we are and who we need to get better at and how where we are as a university, as a program. So we'll have to obviously play our best, but it comes back to Rob, our preparation tomorrow on Tuesday, and getting a good feel for these guys because they are multiple what they do, and we got to do a great job of studying and doing more work and really preparing the right way like we've been all year. And so it'll be a heck of a game. 3:30 kick. Really excited to be at home. So we got a heck of a challenge here at Villanova. We're excited about it for sure.
All right, Billy, thanks so much for the time this morning and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir.